You were saying that you got no allowance.
No.
You know, when you were growing up.
Money was scarce. Mm-hmm. Now they're not satisfied. They used to give 10 cents or 25 cents. Now they're not satisfied. It's got to be dollars nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Children probably never saw a dollar.
And candy we had at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. Once a year. Mm-hmm. That's about all. My father'd get some apples. You know, there was a lot of apples those days. We had trees of our own anyway. We had a lot of apples to eat, so. But candy, once a year. Mm-hmm. They didn't throw it away them days. My mother'd make some, too.
Did you eat more pork, do you think, or more beef?
More pork, I think.
Mm-hmm. Was it mainly salt?
Salt pork.
Yeah.
And we keep it fresh all winter, you know.
How would you do that?
Well, put it where it would freeze, and then hide it somewhere, you know, like in the grain. Like when you had a lot of grain, you know, bins of grain. Stick it in there where the air wouldn't strike it and it would stay frozen. Mm-hmm. You know? So you keep it most all winter, froze. So you could have fresh pork, you know, too. Then my father would get some beef.
You never killed your cow, did you?
No. Kept her.
So you could have pork roast during the winter?
Yeah,
things like that.
I'd buy beef once in a while, you know. Piece of beef to boil or something, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any dishes that were Canadian?
No.
Did your parents speak French or English?
French. They spoke both. Uh-huh. But they spoke French too. French and English. Mm-hmm.
They speak French mainly to the children?
Oh, yes. Always spoke French to us. Mm-hmm.
So you grew up knowing two languages?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm just trying to learn French now.
It's hard, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. English must be hard though too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is for those that can't speak it, you know. Just as hard, I imagine, as to learn the French.
But you never had any trouble with either language?
No. Mm-hmm. What are you taking up in college?
I'm a history major.
Oh, history major.
Yeah, that's why I'm investigating history this way.
I see. One more year after this one?
One more. Well, this is my last year.
This year, last year?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Did your father and mother ever tell you stories in French?
Oh, once in a while, not very often. They were so tired when it came night they wanted to go to bed. My mother put us to bed, clean us up and put us to bed, and then she'd wash her floor or she'd sew or she'd knit, you know, when she was by herself, you know. Wash the floor, so it was white floors them days with white boards, you know. And she'd scrub it on her hands and knees and let it dry. The next morning that floor was just white as snow, you know. And if you let it dry, you wouldn't track, you know, so much. So she'd always wash her floor and nobody would get hurt that way. She was always afraid somebody would get hurt, you know. With so many people would scold their children, you know. But she always waited.
So what time did your parents go to bed at night?
Oh, they went to bed early. My father always went to bed early, about 8 o'clock. And then he'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. He was quite a big man, wasn't he?
Yeah,
quite large
short. Man. Short and stout. Mm-hmm. You must have seen him to my place.
My father had described it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I knew that.
Yeah, yeah.
Was your mother taller than he was?
Taller.
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 They must have been brought up speaking French also.
Oh, yes.
Your parents.
Yes. A lot of the people spoke French in those days, you know.
In Thibeauville?
Yes. They didn't know hardly what it was to talk English. We soon learned. We went to school, of course, they didn't teach French. Just taught English, see?
Mm-hmm. Naturally, your parents were Catholic.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. How often could you get away to church?
Oh, they could go every Sunday if they wanted to. They'd drive, you know, they had to come to Malone, you know.
That would be the closest place.
Yeah, closest place. Mm-hmm.
And they would come in horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Must have been hard in the winter.
It was, for horse and cutter. Yeah. Oh, well, it wasn't cold. We had lap robes, you know, fur robes and everything else. And then you'd warm up bricks and things and put in the cutter, it kept your feet warm. Mm-hmm. You know, good, and then wrap them up, you know.
Did they ever have oxen up there to drive with, that you remember?
No, not that I remember. Mm-hmm. My father never did.
How about mules instead of horses?
No, no.
You must have used the same horse to drive with that you used to plow the garden with. Mm-hmm. Was that the way most people did?
Yes, oh yes.
If there was one or two children too young to go to church, would they be left at home alone, or
no,
would someone
no.
else stay with them?
Some of the older ones would stay with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were never left alone.
Mm-hmm. So you were brought up going to Notre Dame?
Yes.
In Malone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you were young and going there, was most of the congregation French-speaking?
Yes, it was all French-speaking then, you know.
And that would be, when you were 11 years old, that would be 1900.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they all spoke French at that time? Or could speak it?
Yeah, could speak it.
Yeah. When you were a girl, did the priest deliver their sermon in French at Notre Dame?
Yeah, in French, yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. When did they start delivering it in English?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Mm-hmm. Quite a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Was there Sunday school in those days?
Yeah, what they call catechism.
Catechism.
We call them
yeah.
catechism.
Yeah.
You know.
Would that be before or after the Mass?
Well, it wasn't on Sunday.
Oh, it wasn't?
It was in week time. You know, you had to go in the week time days.
So you didn't go to a catechism on Sunday?
No. Hardly ever.
Uh-huh. What weekday would it be that you would go?
Oh, I forgot. Sometimes Saturdays, because no school on Saturdays, see?
Mm-hmm. Would they teach that all year round, a catechism?
No, not all year. They'd teach you more when you was going to make your first communion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you make your first communion during the summer. Always during the summer.
Right.
And then they wouldn't have any during the hardest part of the winter because we used to get a lot of snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was hard to travel.
And then they would have another set of classes before confirmation.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. My brother and I received communion in the morning and we was confirmed in the afternoon. He was old enough. I was 11 and he was 13. So, didn't have to go any extra there, so.
Did you have to wear a white dress?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
White.
Mm-hmm. Did the priest visit your house very often?
Oh, once a year.
What would the family do when he came to the door, or when he opened
well,
the door?
Well, if he brought you communion, you know, if he brought communion, you met him with a lighted candle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't, you just meet him like you would anybody else.
Did they kneel down?
Yes, and he gave his blessing, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he blessed the house?
Yes, blessed the house.
Mm-hmm. What would he discuss with the family?
Oh, if you had any troubles or had anything bothering you, you know, you would talk to the priest. Or just a common visit, you know.
Mm-hmm. What sort of things would people have bothering them? You know, they might talk to the priest about.
Well, sometimes they had family troubles, you know. Sometimes they didn't. Mm-hmm. They didn't hear so much about that as you do now.
Mm-hmm. Most of the families that lived in Thiebleville stuck together.
Yes. They were like one happy family, you know. Mm-hmm. They help one another, you know. If they had any work to do, they'd help one another, you know.
Mm-hmm. Would your mother read the Bible?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What other books did the family own?
Well, they didn't own very many, because besides our school books, we didn't have any, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. They were hard to come by, though.
They're hard to come by. Yeah. And they cost a lot, you know. That is, they cost a lot them days for what money they was getting, you know.
Yeah. Was your father all his life a logger, a lumberman?
No, no. He farmed it. He farmed it besides. Mm-hmm. Then he got on bigger farms, you know.
What was his livelihood in Thiebleville? What was his job when he lived in Thiebleville?
He farmed it and uh-huh. cut wood, you know.
Uh-huh. How big was your farm in Thiebleville?
Not too big. 25 acres or so, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Did he have machines to help him with his work?
No, everything was by hand.
All his planting?
Yeah, no machine in them days. Mm-hmm. The scythe to cut the hay?
Yeah.
It was in mowing machines. Uh-huh. Scythe and snath, though.
A scythe and snath to cut the hay. And then what would he do with the hay after he had cut it?
Well, let it dry. Mm-hmm. Then rake it with a hand rake. Mm-hmm. And then put it in the barn when it was dry. All hard work.
Did you have a second floor in the barn for your
yes,
hay?
Yes, yes.
Was it put in sort of through a second window up,
yeah,
up, high
yeah,
window up there?
Yeah, there was a big window, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have a mow or a bay inside
yeah.
the barn?
No, not in that barn. It was too little. It was just upstairs over the barn where the cattle were that you mowed away your hay, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, they kept just one cow. They could put enough, you know, to last, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did he have corn?
Yes, planted some.
How would he cut that?
By hand.
With a scythe?
With a corn cutter. Didn't you ever see one?
What did it look like?
Well, it's got a short handle and it's got a blade on it. Mm-hmm. You must have seen one.
Yeah.
You must have.
Uh-huh. Would he put that into
yes.
bundles,
bundles
after it was done?
Yeah, yes. And stack it up and let that dry, and then if he didn't have no room in the barn, he'd stack it right near the barn, you know. Mm-hmm. Then it was easy to get.
Mm-hmm. Would he leave it outside all winter?
Sometimes he had to.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it doesn't hurt the corn to be outside all winter.
No, no. After it's good and dry, you know, it don't hurt it.
Mm-hmm. Did he have any wheat by any chance?
No. Didn't have enough land to raise them.
No. Oats?
Yeah, oats.
Yeah.
Oats, but oats and hay.
This he'd have to cut by hand too, the
mm-hmm.
oats.
Mm-hmm.
What part of the barn did he have set aside for oats?
You could put them all together if you wanted to. They more generally cut them green, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how were they thrashed?
he didn't trash much in those days till he got on a bigger farm. After he got on a bigger farm, well, he used to trash, but when we was in Thibodeauville there, he didn't trash, it didn't pay, didn't have enough, you know.
So
he
used to put
cut them green.
Cut them green.
Cut them green and let them dry. Then put them in that barn like you would hay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the cows would just eat them that way.
Yes, they would eat it up.
Was there anything out of the ordinary that he fed his cow? His cow?
No, except grain, you know. Mm-hmm. Grain and hay, that's all.
Did you have any sheep?
No.
Were there many sheep in the neighborhood at the time?
There were some, I guess, but not many. Some farmers, some big farmers, you know, they'd keep sheep, but we didn't. Mm-hmm.
So your mother must have had to buy cotton and things like that for clothing.
Oh, yes, oh, sure. Yeah. She had to buy all her stuff by the yard, you know.
Mm-hmm. So each of the girls probably had to get by with one or two dresses.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we used to buy the wool, you know, and she'd wash it, and then we'd clean it. We had to take it all apart like this, you know. We'd clean it, and then she'd make it up into rolls and spin it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd knit it.
How much wool would she buy at one time?
Oh, quite a little bit, because she knitted stockings for us that went way up above our knees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And some little girls.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a little bit.
Did she dye it?
Yes, yeah, she dyed it after.
Yeah.
After it was made up, you know.
What would she use for the dye?
I don't know. They used to get diamond dye, they call it.
Uh-huh.
That came in envelopes.
Oh, yeah. What did she use to make underwear and things like that?
Use cotton.
Mm-hmm. And cotton mainly for dresses?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice percale for dresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have to wear aprons all the time?
Yeah. To work in.
Mm-hmm. To go to school in too?
To go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be quite fashionable, you know, to wear an apron.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't wear any.
No. They don't wear the bib aprons like
no,
they used
no,
to.
No.
Your mother probably wore an apron every day.
Oh, yes, yes. Wasn't dressed up unless I had an apron.
Did she wear a bonnet when she went out?
No. Wore a hat, my mother. Mm. My mother was a young woman, you know, when I was that age.
Did women wear shawls in those days?
Yes, they wore shawls.
Would they ever put them over their head to go out?
Sometimes. It was awful cold.
Oh, yeah. Protect their ears?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would your father's clothes be mainly of wool?
Yes.
Heavy?
My mother used to make them.
She'd buy the wool cloth?
Buy the wool cloth.
Could
he
she?
Was hard to fit, my father, because he was short, you
mm-hmm.
see, and big. So she made him.
Was he about 5 feet four?
No, he wasn't 5 foot four. He was just about 5 foot.
Oh.
You know, for short. Like I am about.
Oh. And broad, heavy,
yes,
muscle.
Yes, yeah,
mm-hmm.
He was.
Would she buy that wool cloth at Ballard's, or would she go to the store?
Go to the store.
Mm-hmm. Would it be colored or just gray?
No, you could get different pieces, you know. Some was gray and some was black.
Mm-hmm.
Should always get the dark, of course.
Mm-hmm. Did the boys wear wool clothes?
Yes.
Wool shirts?
Yes. just like my father did.
The boys wear suspenders or belts?
Suspenders. They didn't know what a belt was in those days. Always suspenders. My father always did, till he died.
Mm-hmm. Were there religious objects in the house?
Oh yes, a few statues. Then you had holy water, you know, and blessed candles and crucifix, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Any pictures?
Yes, they used to have a few pictures, a few holy pictures, mm-hmm. you know.
Was the holy water used during thunderstorms? Mm-hmm. And how were they used?
Well, make the sign of the cross like in every window, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Uh-huh. How about Easter water?
Well, that's Easter water. It's holy water.
Uh-huh.
That's the same.
Mm-hmm. What was done with the palm leaves?
With the palm leaves?
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed to burn them after a year, you know. You get them fresher every year. But the palms wasn't like they are today. It was a cedar at first, you know, that they used. It wasn't like it is today.
Today they look more like palms.
Yeah, today they are palms, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, them cedar would dry, but no matter, they were blessed and they were good just the same, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you'd hang the cedar bough behind the crucifix?
Yes.
Did you ever put a palm cedar bough in the barn to protect it from lightning?
No. We didn't.
At what occasions were the blessed candles used?
Well, when the priest would come. The priest would come if somebody was sick or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if during a storm you could burn candles.
Were people sick very often?
Oh, well, not too often. Or supper.
If you had a sore throat, what would your mother use as a remedy for it?
My mother would grease us up good and put a stocking around our neck.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Would there be salt pork under the stocking?
No, no.
Did she ever use salt pork as a remedy of any kind?
No, not that I know of. Salt pork for a cut, you know, it took the infection out.
Right.
A cut or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Did she have an herb garden by any chance?
No.
Did she use anything from the woods that was good as a medicine?
Yes. She used to make a little,
How are you coming?
Coming.
Very well.
Coming.
You're telling them a nice long tale?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you're recording it. Aren't you?
So what would she make as a home remedy?
Well, we used to call it like a little beer. You know, she'd take all kind of green stuff. My father used to go and pick it, you know. She'd boil that all together and make us take some in the spring, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who isn't sick like we are today, you know?
What would be the ingredients of this?
Oh, everything. Sarsaparilla and, oh my goodness, she had 5-6 different things that she put in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know sarsaparilla was one. I can't remember the rest. Tasted awful.
Would she use sulfur and molasses?
Yes. Made us take some of that in the spring.
Mm-hmm. How about for earaches or eye infections?
Well, she just wash us with just warm water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Was there anything she would do for stuffed up noses, things like that?
Oh yeah, she'd doctor us, grease us up good, you know, with camphorated oil.
Yeah.
And then put a flannel on our chest, you know. Be better the next morning.
How about poultices?
Yeah, she used to make poultices.
Well, what would she make those?
Well, if you had a boil or a carbuncle, or something like that, you know.
Oh, what would she use to make them?
It was, what was it that she used to use? I forget now. I know it.
Mustard?
No. It was stuff that you used to get a purpose.
Flax seed?
Flax seed.
Uh-huh. Did they ever use anything from the regular vegetable garden to cure a sickness?
Not that I know.
How about cough syrups?
Cough syrup, they used to make us take honey or things like that, you know, fix it with butter or things like that, you know.
Yeah.
That was their cough syrup.
How old were you when you started going to school?
Oh, about 7 years old.
Yeah. People started a little later.
A little later.
In those days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there a district school in Thibeauville?
Yes. They taught the whole 8th grade, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember who some of your first teachers were?
Yeah, one was Louise Riley. One was Liza Carlin. There was others, but I don't know.
They seem to have put Irish teachers right in the French area.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were good teachers too. Mm-hmm.
Were any of them disagreeable?
Hmm?
Any of them disagreeable?
Well, they were ugly, but you had to toe the mark. But if you toe the mark, it was all right.
Uh-huh.
They wasn't ugly unless they had to be.
Did they have trouble with any of the bigger boys?
Well, they had trouble with a couple, and that's all, you know.
How'd they handle it?
It was a master. His name, what was his name? It was a schoolmaster we had then. Oh, I forget. He was rough, though. The schoolmaster was awful rough. Get him by the collar, you know, and throw him down and pick him up, and, you know, that was kind of rough.
His name wasn't Barry, was it?
No. I know his name, if I could think of it just now. I did know his name. We had this Dr. McCarthy from Bangor there, was one of our schoolmasters.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead now.
Mm-hmm. Was he a good man?
Oh yes, was lovely.
Mm-hmm. What was the schoolhouse like inside?
Old-fashioned benches, you know, with the inkwells in it.
Yeah. Did they have bottles of ink in the inkwells?
Yes.
So you wrote with a pen?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had to dip your pen.
Yeah. Which was, you probably dip it about 15 times for every page you wrote.
Yeah.
How many people would sit at one desk?
Two. Mm-hmm. You could sit three, but it was crowded, you know. Mm-hmm. But there was over 40 kids going to school in them days. Mm-hmm. And the teacher taught them all. Now they have 1 grade.
At what time would the school start?
9 o'clock. Uh-huh. 9 to 12 and 1 to 4.
Uh-huh. The school is actually shorter nowadays?
Yes, it is.
Yeah? About 45 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
Especially in Malone Village.
Yeah.
What season of the year would the school start?
The same in the fall, September.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, September.
And let out in June?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They didn't let people out for the harvest season, did they?
No. If you wanted to work, if you was old enough to work, you could get papers, you know? Mm-hmm. Get working papers, they call it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you use paper or slate to write on?
A slate. Mostly. You had to save your paper.
Yeah, paper was valuable.
Yes, sure, sure. Slate.
What would you use the paper for? If you used it for anything?
Use it, well, to copy your, you know, your lesson on it.
Oh, know? The final
Yeah, copy. The final copy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What subject did you like best?
Oh, I like spelling.
People tend to like spelling and math in the
country
school.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had the spelling bees?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You usually come out on top?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Quite a few times.
Would they make the student go to the back of the class
yes,
if you didn't spell the word right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What way did they have to punish students? You know?
Well, make them come from outdoors playing and sit in their seats, you know? Mm-hmm. Mostly.
Stand in the corner?
Stand in the corner. Yeah. They did spank them once in a while, but not very often.
With a, on the hand?
On the hand with a ruler.
Mm-hmm. Did they make them wear a dunce cap ever?
No.
Did many students chew tobacco in school?
Not that I know of.
What would they play during recess?
Oh, play ball and tag and things like that, you know.